Maxwell, we can get this kid. His parents said yes, his agent said yes. Now, shall I call LA and close the deal or not?
I don't know, Cece. A sitcom star and a revival of Oliver. What are we going to call it? Eight orphans is enough?
Maxwell, this kid is on every lunchbox in America. This is Little Kippy from Royal Flush.
Never heard of it, Niles.
Oh, I'm not much for sitcoms, huh? Well, Mr. Belvedere, Benson... Anything, really, where the butler is the smartest member of the family.
Maxwell, I'm telling you, Jack Walker spells box office. He will appeal to even the least cultured, lowest common denominator.
Oh, you have got to try these pepperoni hip-hoppers.
You will never order from Pizza Hut again. What?
Miss Fine, have you by any chance heard of a young actor named Jack
Walker from Royal Flush? Oh, the kid is a genius. When he goes, hey, yo, whoa.
See, Maxwell, if we've got Jack, we've got a success. I will bet my reputation on it.
Oh, sorry, there's a $5 minimum.
Look. He's walked off his show. He wants to do quality, and he thinks that's what we do.
All right, I'll think about making him an offer.
Yeah, well, don't give it as much thought as you did when you turned down Cats.
What is the bloody statute of limitations on that mistake, Miss Fine?
I would say now and forever.
Have you ever even seen Royal Flush?
Oh, God, now she's sitting on the desk. This is going to be an hour at least.
I'll be brief. See, it's all about this rich, handsome widower who hires this really streetwise maid to take care of his kids. Only she's really gorgeous, so there's this major sexual tension.
Oh, please!
What?
He's in love with his business partner. She's got all the class.
Oh, what show are you watching? The butler shuts her up every time she opens her mouth.
There's a butler.
All right, make the bloody deal. Anything to put an end to this insipid discussion.
Oh, this is exciting. So, you'll put him up at a really nice hotel, give him the red carpet treatment, you know, room service, limos, theater tickets. Oh, and, you know, just so that he shouldn't feel alone, I'll go with him and take care of him.
Maxwell, Nanny Fine is not qualified to take care of him. He's a very important child.
Unlike my own children.
Whoopsie.
I'm picturing the Plaza, which is right down the road from Elizabeth Arden, in case he needs a bikini wax.
He'll stay here with us until his parents can join him.
Oh, right. Well, whatever's best for the boy.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair,
she was there.
That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such wannabe.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing. The nanny named Fran.
Come on, kids. Royal Flush is going on.
I like Full House better.
No way. Royal Flush beats Full House every time.
Oh, look, there he is.
Hey, yo, whoa.
It's a gift from God. Like Streisand.
Oh, he is so obnoxious.
It's TV, Megs. It's a formula. Look, the big sister's an airhead and the little kid is obnoxious. But then he develops into a teen heartthrob.
Yeah, but he better keep his ego in check. Otherwise, he's going to be knocking over video stores with Dana Plato.
What happens to the cute little one?
She gets a breast reduction and goes to Yale.
Please, would you turn that off? Jack will be here any minute. Oh, God, look at him. He can't act.
Shh. Here comes the maid.
Don't start with me, Clive. Oh,
just look at the clothes she's wearing. How could she afford to dress like that on her salary? I know I can't.
This is absurd. The father just stands there like a stunned beast and gives his bloody servants the run of the house.
The servants don't have the run of the house. Oh, by the way, my mother's coming over to use your jacuzzi tub.
Tell her level 3 bubbles and pulsates. So I've heard.
Okay, kid, shut the TV off. The last thing Jack Walker wants to hear is lines from his own show. Hey, yo, whoa!
Yeah, like I haven't heard that in about 2 seconds.
Jack, how was the flight?
Oh, I hate airplane food. It's loaded with salt. Look at me. I'm all bloated. I look 9.
Jack, I'm Maxwell Sheffield.
Yeah, how you doing? Love that tie, babe. Who's this?
Oh, I'm Fran, and I'm such a big fan. I've seen every one of your episodes, except for the one that the president interrupted, like he couldn't invade Haiti during Blossom.
Babbling is fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so excited. I can't believe I'm meeting little Kippy Cooper. Please, pinch me. That's just an expression.
Jack, come on, let me introduce you to my children. This is Brighton, Grace, and Maggie.
Hey, I really dug that episode where you lost your virginity.
Yeah, like I had to act.
Brighton, since you'll be sharing a room, why don't you go up and put away your toys?
Toys? Toys? Why don't you just bring out the home movies of me going pee-pee in a cowboy hat and holster?
Do you know the Olsen twins?
Intimately. In fact, I remember the 3 of us went to Palm Springs. We were all in a hot tub.
Oh, Gracie, it's your bedtime. Bedtime.
When's my bedtime? Want to tuck me in?
You know, you must be a very good actor because on the show you're so endearing. I don't know why you hired him.
Well. Guess it just leaves me and you.
Not unless that head screws off and you can put on Jason Priestley's.
Look how she just cuts him off at the knees. From a lump of clay.
If you'll excuse me, Jack, I promised your parents I'd telephone that you arrived safely. How you leave is another matter.
May I take your bag, sir?
Oh, thank you very much, my good man. Here's, 100. What do I call you?
Oh, just Whistle.
All right, come on, Damien. I mean, Jack. I'll show you around.
Yeah, I've been around, but I'll watch you walk.
Oh!
Sorry, just a reflex.
Yeah, so is this.
How's your pudding, Miss Babcock?
It's delicious. Why?
Just as I thought. These expiration dates are meaningless.
How do you become a full-fledged moron by 12?
Who are you talking about?
Oh, that Walker kid, the 8th dwarf, horny.
I love Johnny Walker. I mean Jack Daniels. I mean Jack Walker.
Ever since Rob Roy and Tom Collins left her, they've all been a blur.
I think he is the most obnoxious, sexist brat. He thinks that he can come here and look me up and down and pinch me just because he makes millions. Well, he's got a good 10 years before he can get away with that.
Who cares? Your job is to make him happy.
Not at the expense of my kids. And I'll tell you that Jack Walker is making everyone miserable.
God bless Jack Walker. This was the best day of my life.
Good call, Nanny. Fine.
Fran, you should have seen it. People were hanging all over me. I have finally found my calling in life. Sucking up to a famous guy.
Oh, honey, you're underestimating yourself. You don't need Jack Walker to be popular. You got a trust fund that could choke a horse.
Do you think it'd be okay if I grabbed a bite with Jack and some girls from school?
Oh, your first dinner date. I remember when I was your age.
No, I don't. Oh, yeah, yeah, I do. Yeah. Albie Malcolm and I went out for burritos. Don't do that.
Hi, Brighton.
Hi, Brighton.
Hi, girls. I'm Fran, the nanny. Cute bustier. Won't you excuse us? No.
Oh, but Fran.
Just what did you think you were going to do with an 18-year-old girl?
I was hoping to feel my way through the situation. All right, I'll go to my room.
Heidi, go to his room.
Heidi, if you ever want to see the Alps again, hit the road. You too, honey. Yodelay-hee-hoo. All right, we're going to have to lay down some ground rules here.
Oh, yeah? Who says I got to listen to you?
Listen, Mr. Pista, when you've got a house of your own, you can do whatever you want. But as long as you're under my roof, Ma, stop throwing your voice.
You don't lay off me. I'm going to call my agent. I'm going to get you fired.
Good. What do you think? I'm scared of a little bald man with a cigar?
Oh, yeah. My agent happens to be 34, 6'2", with a mansion in Beverly Hills and a Porsche.
Oh, wow. Go ahead and call him. Better yet, I'll call him. Give me his number. And a little privacy, because this is right up my alley.
I'm not happy.
You know, you think that you're such a big shot just because you're in show business. Why don't you act like a normal kid? You should be out riding your bicycle, torturing your sister, buying fake duty. Don't you even have any friends?
Sure I do. My agent, my manager, my publicist.
Yes, little buddy.
Right on time, here, just for being you.
Love to love you, baby.
Name me one person that doesn't make a buck off of you, besides your parents.
Well, actually, we're in litigation.
You're suing your own parents? How can you do that?
They're ripping me off.
No, I mean, how can you do that? Because my folks, they don't have any money. Miles, I've had it up to here with that kid. Either he goes or I do.
Well, let's see. For bringing him a glass of milk, he gave me $100. For my birthday, you gave me a comb.
Mr. Sheffield, I have to talk to you.
Oh, no, Miss Fine. I want to talk to you.
Oh, if it's about the clogged jacuzzi, I'm sorry, but once my mother starts scrubbing with a loofah, it's like making snow in Lillehammer.
No, Miss Fine, I want to thank you for convincing me to hire Jack.
Maxwell! That was my idea. What do I have to do to please anyone around this house?
Niles.
But, sir, fish gotta swim.
Control yourself, man.
Oh, very well, sir. Lemon.
It's fine. His marquee value alone has the investors throwing money at me. Oh. You wonderful woman, you. Oh, I could just kiss you.
How long's the kid gonna be here? A week?
Mr. Sheffield?
Oh, let me get that for you, sir.
Thanks, old man.
Pleasure.
Yes, my little Oliver.
Oh, please, sir, I want some more.
No, I haven't memorized all my lines yet.
Well, it's the first one. We're opening soon.
Woohoo, TikTok.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I'm quitting show business.
You're quitting, what?
I just want to be a normal kid, and I want out.
And out you shall be just as soon as Oliver finishes its 3-year run.
No, now. I'm sorry.
No! How can this happen?
Oh, I don't know. Probably some wacko putting ideas into his head.
I just wanted to thank you.
Oh, honey, there's no reason to thank me.
No, I wanted to thank
you. Please, I just
just made you a sandwich.
If it wasn't for your advice...
Honey, you're embarrassing me.
If it wasn't for your advice, I would have spent the rest of my life as an actor making other people rich.
Do you smell gas?
Benny Fine, you're alone in a room with the kid for 2 minutes and he wants to quit show business?
God, if only we could put her in a room with Tori Spelling.
I could kill you. I could rip out your heart with my bare hands.
She don't have a key to the house, does she? Oh, Mr. Sheffield, maybe it's all for the best.
No, it is not all for the best, Miss Fine. It is not all for the best at all.
But you yourself said that the kid was a pain in the butt.
All right, Miss Fine, let me see if you can follow this. Sky, blue. Fire, hot. Actor, pain in the butt. You are going to rectify this situation.
Wow, that sounds painful.
Yes. Thanks to you, in 8 weeks, the curtain goes up on a 6 foot, 300-pound stage manager with a mohawk singing Consider Yourself One of Us!
Well, all right. What do you have in mind?
You're going to talk him back into the show.
Oh, but Mr. Sheffield...
No buts, Miss Fine. You are going to march yourself upstairs, put on something smashing, take him to the best restaurant in town, and order the most expensive thing on the menu.
Well, all right, but I'm not taking the limo.
Oh, yes, you are.
Slave driver. But there is no way you're gonna buy me a new dress.
Get out!
Right this way.
No. Oh, how's the fish? Boy, I cannot believe who is sitting right over there.
Oh, you mean Jack Nicholson? Jack. Jack, over here. How you doing?
No, to the right.
Oh, you mean Whoopi. Whoopi, over here. What's up? How you doing?
What are you blind? Behind me. It's Bob Barker.
Who?
Oh, sir, this table is definitely not going to work. I'm in a terrible draft. Hello. I'm Fran.
Hello. Bob Barker.
Bob Barker, I'm your biggest fan. You know that I'm wearing an animal print, but it's fake. Not these. These are real. I want the dress. I just want you to know, everyone in my family has been spayed and neutered. Well, they're pets. Did I tell you I just love The Price is Right?
I was just getting the check.
Oh, wait, let me guess. Pasta Primavera, $18.95.
Higher.
Oh, I don't want to go over.
Excuse me.
Bye, Bob. My table's ready. Oh, I can't believe you want to give all of this up.
Fran, I've been schmoozing since I was 2. My first words were, I want to renegotiate.
My first words were, can I take it back if I wore it?
Fran, I want you to know that you were right. I just want to be a regular kid.
Oh, honey, you can be a regular kid and still be a big star with an exciting life. Or you can be the kid sitting at home watching TV night after night, neglecting his studies, getting fired from the bridal shop, ending up being a nanny. We're getting sidetracked.
But you said that you...
Oh, forget about what I said. You've got a gift. Do you think Einstein listened to his nanny when she said, put down the books and comb your hair?
Fran, I'm no Einstein. He wrote the theory of relativity. I wrote, hey, yo, whoa.
Oh, big deal. He said MC's a square. Well, Ed McMahon's been proving that for years.
Fran,
Is Mr. Sheffield going to hold me to my contract?
Well, I don't know, honey. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. Maybe you should ask the people that you hired to sue your mommy and your daddy.
Friend, I can't do this anymore.
Oh, sweetie. Look, you know what? I'll talk to Mr. Sheffield. How's that?
Hey, Kippy.
Your aspirin, sir.
You hear that sucking sound? That's the investors pulling their money out of my show.
Oh, I too shall lament the loss of Mr. Walker. He filled the house with tips. Joy.
Oh, Mrs. Sheffield, I'm so proud of you. You're really doing the right thing. Every kid deserves to have a normal childhood. Excuse me. Brighton, if you throw darts at your Picasso one more time, I'm taking it out of your room. Oh, there he is. Be nice.
I am being nice, Miss Fine. If I weren't, you'd be going with him.
Oh, more of that British humor I've become so fond of.
Well, I guess I have everything. Hey, Brighton. See you, man.
Yeah, we'll see ya. I could cry. I came this close to having a life.
No, you didn't.
Oh, Maggie, by the way, I called Jason Priestley for you.
You did?
Yeah, but he doesn't date women taller than him, so maybe if you unscrewed your head.
Don't go!
Hey, so long, Grace. Sorry we didn't get to know each other better.
That's okay. Fran and I went through all your luggage.
Sweetie, we were just playing Midnight Express.
Bye, Fran.
Oh, bye, honey. Have a good childhood.
Thanks. Mr. Sheffield, thanks a lot for helping me get out of my contract.
Aww.
Well, it was a pleasure, Jack, and all the very best of luck to you.
Hmm? You too.
Safe trip, sir.
Thanks a lot, Niles.
Well, don't you feel good?
I feel poor. I feel good and poor.
Oh, God, we just got rid of that twerp and now he's on Good Day New York.
Oh, what a life. Poor boy can't even go back to his childhood in privacy.
Hey, yo, whoa, Jack Walker, America's favorite boy next door, has settled with the producers of Royal Flush for a staggering $85,000 a week, providing he can get out of his Broadway contract. In this reporter's opinion, you'd have to be a pretty big Broadway boob to let that happen. This is Liz Smith.
Miss Fine?
And you said he couldn't act. Oh, Bob, I'd like you to meet my boss, Maxwell Sheffield.
How do
and
you
this
know?
Is his partner, Cece Babcock.
It's a pleasure.
And her dog, Chester, our own little Barker.
What a cute dog.
Yeah.
Don't forget to have him neutered. You'll come back.
They never do.